Randy?
Good morning, Gordon's here.
Good morning.
Gordon, it's Jim Stagem.
Good morning.
Morning, Jim Stagem.
Morning, Jim.
Morning.
Jim, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hello, Randy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Bert.
How you doing, Randy?
Great.
It's 9:57, and if I could, just remind everyone to stay on mute until called upon. Thank you.
Jeff Fashion, are we live on the webcast?
Yes, we are.
Mr. Chairman, it's 10 o'clock.
Well, I was just waiting for my phone to say that, and it hasn't yet. Now it has. So we'll do a roll call to determine if we have a quorum. Vice Chair Hash?
Here.
Commissioner Boozer?
Here.
Commissioner Dosh?
Here.
Commissioner Fager?
Here.
Commissioner Stagem?
Here.
Commissioner Williams?
Here.
All present and accounted for, will gavel the meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Second?
Hash.
All in favor?
Aye.
Hi. Commissioner Hatch?
Yes.
Commissioner Boozer?
Yes.
Commissioner Doge?
Yes.
Commissioner Fager?
Yes.
Commissioner Stakem?
Yes.
And Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Thank you. The agenda has been approved. I apologize to all listening that this takes a little long, but we have to go through this procedure. The next up is the approval of the minutes of the open session of September 24th. Anyone wish to make a correction or a comment on the minutes? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Commissioner Doge.
Stakem, I move.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Hatch?
Approved.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Doge?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Thank you. We'll move on to the consent agenda. The first item is the EGD games and component testing. Certified lab software, hardware, and game certification, BLTs, table game components, and instant bingo machines for the period of September 10th, 2020 to October 8th, 2020. The second is the consent agreements, regulatory violations, MGM, National Harbor, July 2020, Ocean Downs, December 2019, and January and February of 2020. Third are the consent agreements, underage violations, Horseshoe Casino, case number 2020-05001, Live Casino, case numbers 2020-03001 to 005, Ocean Downs Casino, case number 2019-02004. The fourth are the gaming license application denials and revocations. Fifth are the staff reports. James Nielsen, Deputy Director, Chief Operating Officer. John Martin, Managing Director, Chief Revenue Officer. Leo Momorski, Managing Director, Chief Marketing Officer. John Mooney, Managing Director, Regulatory Oversight. Paul Yocum, Managing Director, Acting Chief Financial Officer. Carol Gentry, Managing Director, Communications. James Butler, Managing Director, Organizational Compliance, and Holly Sitko, Acting Principal Counsel, Office of the Attorney General. Does anyone care to remove any item on the consent agenda for discussion? Well, hearing none, may I get a motion to approve?
Commissioner
Doge. So moved. Aye.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor? Vice Chair Hatch?
Approved.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Doge?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
And Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Consent agenda is approved. We'll move on to the operator reports. We'll start first with Hollywood Casino, Matt Highschool.
Good morning. At Hollywood, September revenues were up 12.5% year over year, which was a tremendous month for us. Slots were up double digits year over year. That was really driven in large part from a comparison to last year. We had a huge jackpot last September, so the revenue numbers were quite a bit higher. But the volumes were strong as well. We actually took a little bit of a step back in tables in September. Volumes were down about 5%, but we held slightly better than last year, so overall tables down about 4% for the month. October is off to a very nice start, so hopefully that will continue for the next couple weeks. Both volumes and hold are up in tables and in slots so far. So if those trends stay the same, I will be looking forward to next month's revenue report as well. We have a lot of exciting projects going on at the casino right now, and most of those are some of the things that customers wouldn't immediately notice, but are large and expensive ventures that are critical to kind of general upkeep of the property. So we're changing out all of our slot bases, which have been in place for 10 years since the beginning of the property and are looking pretty worn. So we're actually making them slightly higher than before because the original ones at this property that were put in for some reason were uniquely low in the industry. So in general, it'll be a little bit better look and just allow for a fresh look on property. We're also reupholstering every single chair. Now, that is something that customers will notice when it gets worn, so that also really helps with overall property appearance. We had these projects planned, but actually we were able to get them done on a quicker timeline right now because of the COVID restrictions. So the numbers of chairs and slots, it's actually a good time to change out bases and do work on chairs here at the casino. Beyond that, we continue to add more promotions back to our marketing calendar, and we're moving full steam ahead with planning a very different New Year's Eve experience for our customers. We will still have some outstanding entertainment, which we've had over the last several years, so we're just working through how best to ensure safety that during that period of time, that week and that evening as it gets busy, and that's really a large part of our planning process right now. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Well, Matt, congrats on your 12% uptick. That's great to hear. Thank you so
much.
Thank you. We'll go now to Ocean Downs with Bobby Sample.
Good morning, Commissioners. Our September revenues were also up. We were up 3% overall. We were up in slots, and that was just very slightly driven by holds. And we were also up in tables, 7%, which was also very slightly driven by hold. So we were very happy with those numbers. October has started out very well. The entire area, Ocean City area, had a very good September from everything I've heard, and October has continued to be very busy. The weather has been working with us, so hopefully that continues for the remainder of the month. We are also very slowly bringing back marketing promotions. We had a touchless hot seat going on in October, Freaky Free Play. We also are doing a new member drive, Friends with Free Play, to encourage people to bring their friends and sign up for our Players Club card. We will continue that new member drive into November. And in November, we will do, we did a Tectacular Black Friday giveaway last year, and we are planning on doing that again this year, changing it slightly to make it a bit less interactive, but still should be an exciting day on the slot floor. We'll be giving away free play to our veterans and their spouses on Veterans Day. And we will be doing another touchless hot seat for Thanksgiving, which is very similar to one that we did last year at the same time. We just had our employee appreciation event. Again, as with everything else these days, a little different than we've done it previously. Not a large get-together as we normally get to do, but did make sure everybody got some free barbecue and got a chance to spin the wheel for prizes. So that was very much appreciated. They understood it had to be done differently, but did appreciate that we did an event for them again this year. It's end of summer. Is a typical time frame for that. As far as community events, we will, as we have done historically almost every year, I think, be cooking and providing and serving Thanksgiving dinner to Diakonia, the residents at Diakonia, local homeless shelter and food pantry. We'll also be doing a food drive in November on several different dates for people to bring in canned goods to get free play, and those will all be donated to Diakonia as well. And the only other excitement, for lack of a better word, this past month, we have been working for a number of months now. This started pre-COVID on addressing our zoning in our property. We've been zoned agricultural, and the casino has been in extended use of the racetrack that existed previously. And obviously, the casino is in operation all year long, and certainly is the larger driver on the property. So we've successfully gotten approved by the Worcester County Commissioners a zoning overlay for a casino entertainment district that allows us to do more conventional amenities for casinos here in Worcester County. So that was a heavy lift and many months of working towards that. So we are pleased to have that completed and behind us so that we can move forward with a long-term plan for the property. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Well, congratulations on that zoning change.
Thank you.
Yes, I double we'll go that, Bobby. Congratulations.
Thank you, Commissioner Fager.
Yeah. For those of us that know how hard that is, that's a good move. Thank you. Let's go to Live Casino with Anthony Franca, please.
Good morning. I want to thank the commission for their continued support through our reopening. This past September, We celebrated with our team members as well. We had a modest 90-day open celebration with all of our team members. We did free food for the weekend with an upgraded menu in our TDR. We did some raffle prizes, and all things considered, morale's very good. I'm very proud of the team and couldn't be happier with September's results. Up about 3% year over year. Slots were relatively flat. Modest uptick in table games. Poker up modestly as well, benefiting from the fact that PA and New Jersey have not yet gotten fully back to operations. But all in all, very pleased with the 3% year over year improvement, considering the fact that we've had very limited, what I'll call surgical marketing programs. We continue, we're definitely continuing with our philosophy of safety first, no large-scale promotions, no front-of-house bar service. We're still very conservative in that regard. Card members only on the weekends, starting at 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. We really just want to make sure that we continue to lead with that philosophy, especially as we go into the holiday season. Right now, we're focused on planning for Thanksgiving and Black Friday and the crowds that will come, and also New Year's Eve, obviously, thinking hard about how we want to manage through that with that safety-first philosophy. Construction continues on our new sport and social venue. That will be our new bar and restaurant in the center of our casino. And hopefully, if sports betting gets approved in early next year, that'll be our sports book. And we look forward to finishing this year in a strong way. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Go to Skylar Dice with Rocky Gap, please.
Good morning, commissioners. September totals in Rocky Gap were up 5.2% year over year in total gaming revenue. Again, that was primarily in slots, as table games had a pretty rough month, especially as compared to last September. We were down 32% year over year. Just our guests had a much better luck at the tables this month. Still no plans for huge promotions at the property, working at smaller creative giveaways for the property, doing some more intimate VIP dining experiences, utilizing the lake experience that we have, smaller events, and some things where you need not be present at time of drawing to win, and utilizing some of our event space as well to help house some of the overflow from some of those events. So along with that, we're also planning for the New Year's Eve event, some of the events that we have coming in November, where we would typically try to draw in our, you know, more shoulder months where it's a little slower. So great job on our team cleaning, keeping the property clean, especially on the overnight team. Our property won an award with Casino Player Magazine early September for safety measures and providing a clean, safe environment for our guests during the COVID reopening. So in part to response to that and some other wins through Casino Player Magazine, we threw an employee appreciation event in September as well, with some local food trucks, iPad giveaways, all socially distant, all outside, right next to the lake. Beautiful setting. It was really great to see the feedback from the team members. I think, you know, it's been a kind of a weird time for them during reopening. It's really good to be able to see them get out and know that they're appreciated. Speaking of outdoors, we were right in the middle of our fall foliage season, which is a little off this year, primarily because of the lack of group business, and we are winding down our golf and outdoor activity season right now as well. October has done pretty decent. Missing on that group business is pretty key for us, and it's normally much busier this time of year. So we continue to build our promotions for the rest of the year, New Year's Eve. We're going to continue doing the food drive into November, most likely a tour drive in December, and continue creatively figuring out what New Year's Eve is going to look like moving forward. With that, I will take any questions.
Well, thank you, Skylar. We'll go to Horseshoe with Randy
thank
Conroy.
You.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Horseshoe posted $17.6 million in gaming revenues in September. That was off 5% year-on-year. Tale of two stories. Slot business continues to be strong. We showed 6.3% slot win growth, which is a similar trend that we've seen in July and August. And then table games down 21% year-on-year. You know, not a great number, but better than July and August. So we're seeing some improving results sequentially through July, August, and September. We haven't quite been apples to apples in that our poker room reopened on September 5th. We've seen some strong business out of that in the partial period in September, continuing through October. And we've also reopened recently some of our non-gaming amenities. And as has been pointed out, marketing, ramping up marketing, although very carefully regarding social distancing. And I think that the common theme that I've heard from my colleagues, and it certainly is true at Horseshoe, is just an unwavering focus on health and safety protocols. We know that that is the most important thing to, you know, keep the casinos rolling. And it's something that we talk about every day. And as we think about, you know, events, New Year's Eve events, Thanksgiving events, et cetera, you know, how do we do these things in a way that promotes the health and safety? So Q4 focus, a lot of Q4 is planning for next year. We do our annual safety and compliance training protocols for our employees. We just re-engineered our employee relief fund to help out our team members to provide more assistance than we've done in the past. And then, as mentioned, just kind of rethinking the way we do all of our holiday programming, both for our guests and for our team members. It's a great time to celebrate, but, you know, again, as mentioned before, just do it in a socially distanced way. I think the final thing is, you know, despite closing for 100 days and frankly suffering some pretty significant financial losses, we continue our commitment to provide financial support for a lot of our partner charities. Recently, with breast cancer awareness, we support an entity in Baltimore, the Red Devils. We do our Battle of the Bras competition. That's next week, where some of our male executives, including yours truly, get to model some of the more interesting presentations of bras and do that in a good cause for charity. Also supporting multiple sclerosis and cystic fibrosis foundation. So, you know, I like what I'm seeing out of the business as we move into Q4 and ready to get into 21, that's for sure.
Well, that's a great report. And make sure we get pictures of that event. We'll get Jorge Perez with MGM, please.
Great. Good morning, everyone. And first of all, congratulations to all the operators. You know, National Harbor as well. You know, we had a good month, and obviously I think you guys are seeing the news, right? The regional properties, unlike destination markets, are benefiting just from the lack of entertainment outside our walls, and the fact that customers are staying home. So, and I anticipate that trend will continue for some time. But specifically, National Harbor in September. Total gaming revenues were actually down just slightly, 0.4%. Slot revenue decreased about 3.2%. We did have a good table month, helped by hold, but also just spend per trip. We were up about 5%. And our poker business was down about 18%. We're still down quite a few tables just due to social distancing and whatnot. But that poker business has come back pretty aggressively. Happy to report as well that, you know, just due to our volume, we brought back about 75% of our pre-COVID workforce, which is pretty exciting. From a health and safety standpoint, and you've heard this from the other operators, continues to be a major focus. You know, we still have our safety committee intact. We meet frequently. We look at stats and trends, our security ambassador program, and our routine surveillance scans. And, you know, we're seeing a really good trend as far as number of incidents for mask enforcement of social distancing and walkouts and trespass customers. Those trends continue to decline. And again, it's not just at National Harbor. I'm also seeing that at the other regional properties. And I think, look, it's a combination just of firm enforcement. I think our industry has taken this extremely seriously. And our customers are getting trained to this new normal. So that's all encouraging. From a promotion standpoint, we're pretty light as well. We're ramping a little bit. Obviously, doing these events differently, limiting gatherings. We had a few promotions, a work from home promotion where we gave away some laptops and a gaming desktop. We also had a small gift series, the kitchenware, and some VIP apparel giveaways. We too are working on our New Year's Eve planning. It'll be considerably different than it has been in the past. We're very concerned in this market as far as the crowds and our non-core gamers. So we will be looking at, you know, limiting capacity very much like Maryland Live has been doing. So a lot of planning is underway with regard to that. Our theater remains closed for obvious reasons, but we are seeing a demand for small group non-gaming event business. And obviously we're still under, you know, executive order guidance. So we're monitoring that, but that business, the demand is there. The demands for small gatherings is there, especially as we approach the holiday season. And then just to wrap it up with regard to our CSR activities, we had a few events over the month. We had 40 employees participate in the Susan G. Komen Walk Where You Are to benefit breast cancer. And then we had 13 employees also volunteer at a Capital Area Food Bank where we created food boxes, if you will, for families in need. So that concludes my report, and I see if there's any questions.
Well, hearing none, I personally want to applaud you all for your safety focus during this COVID disaster that we all continue to have to deal with on a daily basis. So from the commission, thank you very much. Let's move on to our staff reports, and we'll go to Gordon.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Chairman and commissioners. In the past month, we were able to catch up on some of the events that we normally hold throughout the year. And so we had our Employee Recognition Day, we had our Customer Appreciation Day, and just this Tuesday, we had our Day to Serve, where a number of employees were out across the street in Carroll Park doing a cleanup on what turned out to be a beautiful day. And we certainly did a lot of cleaning up in the park. So thanks to all the employees who participated in all those activities. As you've heard from everyone, business continues to be incredibly strong. Again, my thanks as well to the casinos. If you were following our monthly press releases, obviously in July, we were only down 7%. In August, we were only down 3%. And in September, we were actually up 1%. So that's just a tremendous accomplishment given the capacity constraints that we're all living under. And just to add all those numbers up, year to date, for all the casinos, revenue is down only 4.5%, and the contributions to the state are down 4.3%. So that is a tremendously positive performance. And as you heard from all the individual operators, if anything, the trends keep improving. On the lottery side, you know, it's hard to tell a better story. Obviously, we have been absolutely booming there. In September, sales were up 17.6%. Profits were up 24.7%. And that's more a function of some of the specific game volatility. As you recall, back in August, the profits were actually slightly down, but we've more than made up for it now. And so year to date on the lottery side, sales are up 16.9%. Profits are up 14.9%. And again, I think the same explanation as before is our players and our customers really don't have a lot of options for spending discretionary entertainment dollars right now. And so we are definitely benefiting from that. And as long as you know, some of the issues with the pandemic continue in an odd sort of way, I think the lottery will continue to benefit. We just were notified that it is our turn in the three-year cycle for the Office of Legislative Audit to have our OLA audit. So that will be coming up. And just to be clear, as you know, we have an internal audit function. We have external outside auditors. We also have Muscle Rule 2 auditors, which is mainly focused on technology. And this year we will have the OLA audit as well. So we're up to our eyeballs in audits and don't expect there to be any issues there. Finally, just a note on sports betting. As everyone's aware, we're less than 2 weeks away from the election, and indications at this point are optimistic that the referendum will pass, and then the legislature will be able to developed detailed implementation statutes as they reconvene in January. And as you're aware, we, of course, are already developing our regulations to conduct sports betting. And that team continues to work diligently. And I think we're up to about 150 pages of potential regulations that will apply to sports betting in anticipation of a structure that we think will be similar to what was discussed in the last legislative session. So with that, we're in good shape and would welcome any questions. Thank you.
Well, hearing none, thank you, Gordon. Let's go on to Jim Logue, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, commissioners. Before we get into the agenda item, does anybody have any questions on the gaming report for this month?
No, sir. Please proceed.
Okay. Today's item is a request from Horseshoe Casino for a permanent CLT reduction. Horseshoe Casino has submitted a request for a permanent reduction to the number of VLTs on their gaming floor. This reduction is requested due to current market factors and business strategies to ensure that the highest potential tax revenues are achieved. The project will include a reconfiguration of the gaming floor. Horseshoe Casino currently has 2,100 VLTs on their gaming floor and is requesting approval to permanently reduce that number by 300. For a new total of 1,800. With approval, this reduction is scheduled to be implemented on March 31st, 2021. Based on current social distancing requirements and reduced capacity restrictions, Horseshoe must currently deactivate certain VLTs residing on the casino floor. The additional space created by this requested reduction in machines and subsequent reconfiguration will allow for the activation of an additional 50 VLTs in current levels. Horseshoe Casino's efforts to improve the patrons' gaming experience has historically translated into revenue growth, and they are confident this project will also yield positive results. Horseshoe's original request and current schematics of their gaming floor can be found on the MLGCA share drive under commission reports in my confidential file. So today's requested action would be approval of Horseshoe Casino's request for a permanent reduction of 300 VLTs, and staff recommends approval.
I do have one question. Assuming we approve this today, will they be able to add or reconfigure the current gaming floor, or will they have to wait till March to get those extra 50 machines?
Yeah, the reconfiguration of the gaming floor will be at a later period, so it'll be in March.
Okay. Any further discussion with the commission? Hearing none, can I get a motion, please?
Commissioner Dirk, so moved.
Commissioner Hatch, second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Hatch?
Approved.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Dosh?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
And Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Any other issues, Jim?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. We will not go into closed session. Our next meeting is November the 19th. We're a week early due to Thanksgiving. So having said that, we are adjourned.
See you later, Randy.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, thank you all.
Have a good one, Randy.